All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at BKFC's Knucklemania 3, and that goes down on February 17th. A very intriguing fight set to take place in the co-feature as Austin Trout and Diego Sanchez knuckle up and toe the line, and good having Diego on the show. How's your day going so far, Diego?
It's going great, man. Hot yoga class is done, in between trainings, and got boxing sparring tonight, so... You know, just gonna crack out this interview, get a little food in me, and get to the gym.
For sure. So, like, where would you say you're mostly, like, honing the skills at? Like, you're talking about, I mean, obviously getting in a more focused kind of boxing regimen ahead of this one. But, like, what specific gym or gyms are you working at ahead of this BKFC debut?
Well, actually, all of last year was spent in training for a boxing exhibition with Dan Hardy that fell through. We were supposed to fight in Manchester, England on the Ricky Hatt and Marco Antonio Barrera undercard, and it fell through. So I was training all year boxing, and that was great, man. I got to really tune up some of the basics and just put that work in, and it was fun for me because it was a new experience training just boxing. And not MMA, not doing the grappling, not doing the wrestling, just focusing on straight boxing and boxing conditioning, which involves, it's just a lot different. You know, you got a lot of jump rope, you got a lot of bag work. It's just different on the body, and it's fun and it's exciting. And this training camp, I've been mixing up where I train. I do sparring sometimes on Saturdays at Jackson Wink, as I got a great relationship with them still. But I have brought on Josh Pitbull Torres and his father Alfred Torres, and they have been running my training camp outside of their boxing gym in the evenings. And so we do boxing and we do conditioning. For this fight, it has been a lot of focus on conditioning and shape. You know, that's always been one of my staples to success in combat sports. And so this fight's not any different. And with my increasing age, I have to work harder. I have to put more hours in, more hot yoga, more running the mountain, more calisthenics, more abs, more everything, man. Just, you got to do more. Just like when I watched George Foreman come back at 50 years old, he was doing more. He said, I got to do double the miles that I did when I was in my 30s. And so just putting in that hard work in and sacrifice, dedication, and working hard to know in my mind and in my heart and in my soul that I put forth the effort that earns the victory.
Yeah, I get what you're laying down in that sense, but cool you mentioned Jackson Wink, and I actually just finished talking with Austin Trout before getting on this call with you, and we were referencing like when he used to kind of come in to Jackson Wink and work with Carlos Condit on the stand-up. He was saying that you two didn't necessarily get in that like direct work with each other, but do you kind of remember those days of Austin Trout regularly coming through like Jackson Wink and working with guys like Carlos?
Oh, no, I think he came through once. I think he came through once, maybe worked with Carlos a little bit, but no, he never put the time in the gym. You know, that's just meeting up with someone else who also has a name. I think Carlos was doing really well at that time, maybe facing GSP or something. And that was the time when Austin was doing really well. He had just beat Miguel Cotto and he had his biggest name. So yeah, no, he there wasn't much work there. I seen him once in there. And they were just doing like maybe some boxing drills, just Austin trying to help Carlos out with his hands, man. And you know, as a mixed martial artist, you want to take all of the lessons and be a sponge from whatever of the highest levels that you can have at your fingertips.
Yeah, and something I thought would be interesting to get your perspective on, because I was kind of rewatching the Knucklemania 3 presser there, and it seems like a lot of the marketing around this fight is like it's this big domestic clash between two really known fighters out of New Mexico. But I noticed in the presser you made the point to ask Austin Trout where he was born, and he had said he was born in El Paso, Texas. I guess I'm curious, like, does it kind of like almost rub you a certain way that it's being promoted as some sort of like all New Mexico sort of contest?
No, not at all. See, Austin is the biggest name to come out of New Mexico in a long time, probably since Johnny Tapia. And so, no, we're using that to market the fight because we are trying to expand the business brand of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Expansion is important. And with the fan base of the boxing community, the fan base of the mixed martial arts and UFC community, and the new Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship fan base, we're hitting three spectrums. And this is 2003. This is Knucklemania 3, and it's the year of the 3, and we're coming with the triangle points, man. We're hitting it on all aspects, and we're gonna go big with this event. And I'm prepared, I'm ready, and I'm extremely confident. You know, I'm extremely confident. This is going to be my best performance of my career.
I'd be curious to, like, what variables you think, you know, are attributing to that. I mean, it seems like you're very motivated by it being a new sport and everything like that, and it seems like you've been able to overcome a lot in really the last 2 years. Like, obviously the Joshua Fabia issues were well documented, and I mean your health was in quite a state like a bit over a year ago, so it seems like you've really overcome a tremendous amount. Like, do you think all of those variables are kind of what's leading you to believe this will be a career best performance? Or
no, it's due to the dynamics of the sport, the interpretation and the general understanding through experience and personal repetitions of fighting with the open hand, the 4 ounce, well, I think it's about a 3 ounce UFC glove where I can use my fingers, the years of experience in the clinch, being coming from a state champion wrestling background. It is also the circumference area of the fist that is habitually repped into Austin Trout's game plan. The diagnosis and the analyzation of Austin Trout and his career, his style of being a southpaw Philly shell fighter, and just the aspect that he's a boxer, and boxing is different than mixed martial arts, and boxing is different than bare knuckle. And in boxing, your promoters protect you from certain things that go against the profits of the organization. So Austin has fought probably 95% orthodox fighters because he does not do well with southpaws. I am a southpaw, and the southpaw switch stance is going to change all of the angles of his style. And I just feel that Austin is coming in with a delusional self-confidence of arrogance, because he is arrogant in that everybody, his hands are better than everybody in MMA and better than everybody in UFC. Well, maybe your hands are better than everybody in MMA and UFC if you got gloves on, if you got mitts to block the punches coming at you. When you decrease the circumference area of the fist by 50%, and you take the density of the pad and you change it to the density of a bone, the knuckle, and everything changes. Everything changes, and I do not see that Austin has the ability to interpret these differences, these adjustments, these changes. And I feel that he confidently, arrogantly went into this fight thinking that he's gonna just take off his boxing gloves and do the same old shit he does in the boxing ring. That like in his mind, I feel like he thinks that he's just going to get in there and do boxing with no boxing gloves. And that is not this sport. It is not 3-minute rounds. It is not filling out. It is not trying to parry a jab and do this shit. No, this shit is, you got to attack. You got to be aggressive. You have to have an extreme sprint inside of you for the 2-minute rounds. And you have to be aware of the defenses. You have to be aware of how to defend yourself. And you also have to be aware that in this sport, you can break your hand if you throw a punch wrong. You can also get cut very easily, changing the whole dynamic of the sport, you know, of the competition. Just a serious cut on a boxer it's different, man. It's just so different. And I've taken the time in being able to analyze and digest this for 3 years, you know, and not only the 3 years of preparing myself for my exit strategy from UFC to the BKFC, I trained bare knuckle. That was my plan. And so I've actually put the time in my mind and in my martial arts mentality to break this shit down and raise my bare knuckle fighting championship IQ. And that's what's gonna be the difference in this fight, is understanding. It's just understanding. I know I have the understanding in my mind, and because I have this understanding, you know, I have to put the work in and get the shit done and make 165 pounds again. And with that being said, it's a lot of work, and that work is going to carry me in my conditioning. And I don't know what Austin's thinking, man. Like, I think he must have forgot that it's Burke. Like, because I know he's born in El Paso, Texas. I know that he's training in Houston, Texas. Man, well, that's nice. It's nice out there in Houston when it's not raining. It's nice, man. You got nice weather. You got nice humidity. Joints feel good and you feel great. But shit, man, you got to prepare yourself for the situation that you got in front of you. And I'll tell you what, Christine Ferreira, she's over here doing her training camp in Albuquerque because she's intelligent and she's aware of the altitude and she's aware of the energies and she's aware of that this place, Albuquerque, New Mexico, the land of enchantment, is just different. It's one of the hardest cities, I would say, to come and fight in outside of Mexico City, you know, because we don't have as much pollution, but the air is dry here. It's a desert. It's a high desert. The air is different. The heat is different. The cold is different. It's just different out here. And you need some time to adapt to that and be ready for that. Because I'll tell you what, man, it's been hard work to get in top fight shape for this fight. And I live here. And I've been here. I've been here my entire life.
I'm really glad you mentioned Christine Ferreira, though, because I was seeing some pictures on your Instagram that seemed to indicate you were getting in great work. And obviously your, you know, learning curve with bare knuckle is very much informed by a deep level of combat sports knowledge you yourself have. But how much of an important facet is it to have, you know, Christine Ferreira as part of it, just in the context of growing that, like, BKFC specific fight IQ?
Absolutely. She is absolutely the pound for pound best. She's a killer. She's a killer. I went to the last BKFC event here in Rio Rancho. I got the opportunity to spend some real quality time with my fans and just be present. And I was one of the last people to leave the arena. And when I was in the parking lot walking to my truck, I saw Christine out there holding her belt and talking to the fans. And I walked up to her and I told her, I said, that's for real. That's love right there. But I appreciate you giving my city and my people that love, that time, that respect, and that energy. And I was all real, recognized real. And we developed our relationship off of that meeting, and we just became friends. And when I found out she was training here in Albuquerque, I tried to hook her up with everybody that I could. You know, I got her hooked up on a meal prep sponsor, and just, you know what I mean, just take care of people that are good. And so we became friends, and she's given me some pointers. She's talked to me about her experiences, and you know, it's already what I knew, but it's just coming from a different person who's actually experienced the bare knuckle more than me. And so, you know, it's always good to have good people around you. And Christine's a champ, and I wish her best in her fight. I know she's going to do great.
And just something you mentioned kind of earlier that I thought was interesting. I also noticed this during the presser as well, like just the dynamics with it being at 165 pounds. Like, would you imagine your future path in BKFC beyond this fight, say, being at, you know, 175, or could you see more future opportunities at 165 popping up for you?
You know, the way my bare knuckle fighting championship career is going to work is I am going to be fighting at 165 or 175 or 185. I will fight at all three weight classes. It's all depending on the opponent. The opponent needs to be a name, and I'm here to fight names and put names on my legacy. And that's why me and Austin are doing this fight, because he's a name and he's high profile and he's the highest level of boxing and striking. And so, you know, I want that on my resume, just like I got Nick Diaz on my resume, you know, and just like I got many other legends, BJ Penn, I got so many legends on my resume. That's why I did this, for greatness. And I'm still striving for greatness, to inspire and motivate and just let people know that you can do things that people don't think you can do. You know, fuck the haters, fuck the naysayers, fuck the doubters. This is you, and it's in your mind, and it's in your spirit. And what the human body and mind have ability to do is way far past what we think we can do. And so, yeah, I choose to challenge myself in combat sports because that has been my calling. And I love to be in combat sports because I get to be around the fighters, and I get to be a positive influence on them and shed light on the mistakes that I've made in my pursuit of glory and fame. And get to talk to these guys about the real things about life and the real things that matter. Like the spirituality, like the Lord Jesus Christ, and my mission with dancing with the devil and demons and overcoming. And so, you know, you got to give back and let your experience be a blessing to someone else.
Yeah, and you talk about like naysayers and haters and stuff like that. It seems like there's been a bit of that, like some people looking at this fight as, you know, and describing it as like a mismatch and things like that. And I mean, you've seen it obviously and have talked about it in other interviews. Is that kind of like giving you like an extra sense of emboldenment, like almost a chip on your shoulder kind of thing? Like, I would think if you get your idealistic outcome, it would be especially gratifying to kind of like, you know, shut up the naysayers, as it were. Is that kind of the case?
The word that comes to mind is redemption. I am on a redemption path. And I am fighting this fight to redeem myself and, you know, just put that explanation mark on my careers. You know what I mean? Like, I had a career in UFC, I had a career in Abu Dhabi, I had a career in grappling, I had a career in wrestling, I had a career in UFC, and now I'm starting a career in bare knuckle fighting championship. And I'm here to be a winner, number one. And I'm here to just do what I did for UFC and expand this territory.
And I was kind of talking to Austin Trout about this, and it's sort of like a similar kind of dynamic here, because in maybe trying to do some tape study on your opponent, it gets perhaps a bit difficult because you're ultimately going to be entering a different sport. But from like what you've seen of his, I guess, you know, stylistic attributes, like, you know, what does he really do well? It seems like he's like very active with the jab, and seems like he's, you know, mindful of the range, decorated champion, obviously. Like, what do you think he really does well from what you've seen?
What he does well, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, man. When all that negativity was being put on me in the social media, that this was a mismatch, that I was the Rocky and he was Apollo Creed, I was like, what are these people thinking? And so I took that night and I went and I watched all his fights. I watched all his best moments. And at the end of that 3 hours, I was just confident. I was more confident than I was before I watched the film, because the dynamics of boxing are different, and everything that he does really, really well in boxing is not going to be effective in bare knuckle fighting championship because you don't have the glove and you can't fight that style. His ability to struggle with southpaws gives me confidence. He popped the jab on someone that just stands right in front of him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just at the distance. He pops the jab. Yeah, that's a fast jab. But even his left hand comes from a position where you can study it yourself and see. His left hand comes from a position to where he's throwing more of a, he keeps it in front of him so he could parry with it. And because he does that, and he doesn't keep it back, he doesn't get the full rotation of the hip and the turning of the axis of the spine. And so, you know, even his straight left isn't that dangerous. That's why he wasn't knocking out all kinds of people. I think he's done well in boxing, and I don't think that he's going to do well in bare knuckle fighting championship. And I'm not looking past him. I'm expecting the best Austin Trout. And in expecting the best Austin Trout means that I have to be ready to box this guy. I have to be ready to go in the middle and box this guy. I'm not talking the clinch. I'm not talking, you know, I'm talking at the range, in his space. For whatever reason, if this man was to make the proper adjustments and dial in his basics and come in a new form and be the best Austin that could be in that form, then that's a different fight. And I have to be ready for that, train for the worst, prepare for the best. And so, yeah, no, I'm not confident in him being able to make the adjustments in just what? Three months since we signed the fight. The habits and the repetitions have been put into his body. And even if you make the analyzation with your mind that you need to change things, unless if you put those into the body has its own thing. The body and the mind are different. Yeah, they're connected, but they're different. And you have to put in the repetitions and that take time. And I know that Austin's just doing his regular boxing training. And he's not trying, you know, he's not trying to really put those repetitions in because bare knuckle's a weird space where you can't really put those repetitions in because you can't spar with bare knuckles. You can't even really hit pads with bare knuckles because you might cut your coach. You know, like, it's just different and it's dangerous, and it's my element, man. It's my element. I started fighting in the streets, and I'm sure that Austin will say the same thing, but down there in Las Cruces, where he's from, it ain't like the big city Butte. And trust me, because I went to New Mexico State for a while, and I fought all those guys down there in New Mexico State and El Paso. And I was kicking ass and taking names on the streets way before I ever was in my UFC career. And so, you know, that's why I was excited for bare knuckle, man. This is the real, and people love it, and it's a great sport. It's entertaining, and excited to get in there with Austin and show my greatness, because that's what we're here to do. Austin's stepping up to the plate. He wants to be great. He wants to be great and be glorious and have the fame again, like he did when he had the Cotto belt, you know. And he's obviously fell short in the boxing, you know, to get back to that status. And so now here we are, and he's going to try to step into the bare knuckle fighting championship, and it's going to be a very, very, very violent awakening.
And I guess just one of the last questions I had, because you mentioned some of the intrinsic differences of bare knuckle versus other sports. Like, I know some other bare knuckle fighters have, you know, taken in and like punched the Muay Thai boards, you know, done the micro fractures on the hands, punching sand, things of that nature. Have you adopted any new, like, specific measures in that kind of vein, or not so much?
Absolutely. Like I told you, it's been 3 years that I've been doing this. The bare knuckle fighting championship was always my destination. It was a plan. I had a plan. And part of that plan has been doing knuckle planks on concrete. Part of that plan has been conditioning my knuckles, conditioning. But as you know, I've been conditioning my body for a long time. I've been a big, firm believer of body hardening and hitting my body with, well, you start with wood, you know what I mean? You start with like a softer wood, and you develop, then you go to a harder wood, and you develop, then you can start using metal, and you can start hitting yourself with some metal. And it's an ancient form of body hardening, going back to like Shaolin monks and shit. So, I'm sure you've seen the videos of the guys getting hit in the balls and stuff. Like, I'm not doing that. Trust me, I'm not doing that. But as far as understanding that the bones can be strengthened and get stronger, I've been doing that for 3 years.
Yeah, I love like how much you're analyzing this. It really speaks to, I mean, your own individual fight IQ for sure, but I feel like there's an ever-growing, understanding of fight IQ within bare knuckle. So exciting to hear you're part of that too. And I mean, I'm sure I could ask you 100 more questions, Diego. I mean, you're such a, well-established combat sports veteran, but I do want to be mindful of your time and schedule as well. So is there anything you might want to add as kind of a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, man?
Oh, no, my parting thought is just thank you to everybody that's going to tune in. Thank you to everybody who tuned in for my last fight in Eagle FC. I know a lot of people and a lot of eyes were watching. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And I'm still always fighting for my fans, my family, and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in heaven, who's given me this perfect health, who's given me this perfect opportunity. And here we go. Let's do this. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, an interesting time for you. It also seems like there might be options too, and like, gloved boxing and maybe even MMA too. But until then, we got a big BKFC fight coming up, and that goes February 17th. So, yeah, thanks so much for the time, Diego. You have a good rest of your day, man, and looking forward to seeing how all this plays out on the 17th.
Thank you, brother. You have a great day yourself.